Good morning and welcome back to Let Your Light Shine. I'm your host, Tiffany Letcher. So today we're going to jump right back into our WMB devotion book that's titled, Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. So grab a cup of coffee, grab your Bible, grab a notebook, whatever it is you want to grab, and let's get into it. Okay, so the title of this devotion is Waiting on the Sidelines. Sports seem to be a favorite pastime for a lot of people. Usually, they love to watch and root for their favorite team. It's easy to criticize when a player isn't playing well that day or get angry at your team when they lose a game. The truth is that most of us aren't talented enough to play on a team, so we watch from the sidelines. The term waiting on the sidelines means you are observing but are unable or unwilling to be directly involved in it. It's one thing to not participate if you really don't have it in you to play, but standing there judging others who are participating really isn't fair when you obviously aren't seeing the same things they are seeing while they are in the thick of it all. Your vantage point isn't the same on the sidelines as the vantage point of a player on the team. You don't really have all the facts, and even if you did, could you make that goal, shoot that basket, or fend off the ones chasing after you at full speed? Sometimes split decisions have to be made. Then there are your teammates who will have to be there backing you up and offering their assistance to help you get the point. If a teammate decides he doesn't want to be a teammate anymore in the middle of a game, what happens to the team? They may lose the game. As Christians, you can say we are on a team. We are, or should be, working toward the same goal. Yet there are people who work against the team, causing friction and keeping the church from reaching its goal. The goal should be to win souls and encourage growth. Growth spiritually will produce a growth in numbers. We are not split into teams of friends and those who do not speak to, or we do not speak to. The team for Jesus Christ works together, side by side, encouraging each other, praying for each other, building each other up, and not tearing down each other. The team who tears each other down will lose the battle every time. Who wants to be on a team that fights amongst themselves and criticizes each other? I compare that kind of team to animals in the wild who do what they do in order to survive, which includes devouring each other. So grab your Bible and turn to Galatians 5, verse 14, verse 15, and 17 through 21. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That was a lot. I was afraid I was going to get tongue twisted there. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's quite a list of works of the flesh. It's plain to see what displeases God, and that he will not have any of it in heaven. The kind of person exhibiting any of these traits will not be sharing heaven with those on the side of the pure-hearted Christian. Please examine the list carefully. Careful examination would include praying to God to search your heart and let you know if there is anything in your life that you should change. Though most of us would never do something so horrible as murder, it would be easy to murder someone's reputation by talking about them. Maybe you are jealous of someone or something they have. That can turn into talking ugly about your teammate. Did you notice that hatred is right in there with witchcraft? They are all detrimental to your spirituality. Those who do these things are not team players, and they are living destructive lives. They're destroying their fellow Christians by tearing down instead of building up. God wants us to all be on the same team, working for the same thing. He has given each of us a different talent and wants us to use those talents for His team. Whether you know it or not, God has invested in you as a team player and wants you to do your part on His team. He doesn't want you on the sidelines telling the workers that they are doing it wrong. If you don't understand what your teammates are doing or don't agree with them, get on your knees and pray for guidance and for courage to help them along when they need you the most. People who are crippled don't need you to tell them how to walk. They need to be able to lean on you and to help them get where they are going. If you have joined the team of Christians, get off the sidelines and do your part helping your team win. Don't complain about how other teammates are playing, but get in there and assist them as they play for God. Encourage them and pray for them, and you will not believe the results you will see. Your team will be unified, and that will bring more victories than you can imagine. It's not about you. It's about winning souls. So what are you doing on the sidelines? Wow, that's crazy. Because I don't know if it's just me, but our Sunday school lesson and then this WMB devotion book, I don't know if it's just me, but doesn't it just seem like God is just bringing everything together and really, really trying to bring unity and, you know, for us to not offend one another? That's kind of our Sunday school lesson. And if you're offended, you know, take it to the Lord and et cetera, et cetera. And then this devotion book so far, you know, has been really good. Really good. I want to touch on the waiting on the sidelines devotion with, I remember playing soccer as a kid, and I was the type of child that had to be first. You know, I had to win. I was very rude to some of my teammates. I remember this. I had a cousin that was playing with us, and, you know, I got so mad because she wasn't, I'm not gonna say she wasn't playing right, because, well, as a kid in my eyes, she wasn't playing right. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, Tiffany, why did you do that? But I told her that if she didn't start playing right, that I was going to rip her earrings and her earrings out of her ear. And I said that on the soccer field out loud. I was so mad. I was fuming. And I remember hearing people like gasping, like on the sidelines, like, like they were shocked that I said that. And then there was other times where there was other kids on the team and they were slow. So I would just run up and take the ball and take it to the goal and score it. Like, I was a very competitive child. And I hurt a lot of feelings and I hurt a lot of friendships. And it got to the point where the coach had to make me sit down because I wasn't working as a team. So I'd get mad, you know, why do I gotta sit down? The whole team is absolutely terrible. Like, why do I gotta suffer when I'm the one that's making us win? And I remember a couple coaches of mine have told me, it's not about winning. This is your team. You work together. There is no I in team. And it's crazy because this just reminds me of that, you know, we're a team, all of us. In each and every one of us in our local church, we're a team. And our team needs us. We need to get out there. We need to help our church, whether it's cleaning up or maybe hosting a potluck or something, or maybe taking over, I don't know, helping our Sunday school teachers if we're members and we can just get in there. Because if we're members, there's a whole lot of things we could do to help our local churches. Maybe if the song leader needs a break, jump in there, be a song leader for the morning or afternoon service or Wednesday night services or whatever. I think some people in the church do Thursday night services. But we're a team, guys. We gotta come together. And not everyone, I like this part where it said that we're judging it from the sidelines and we don't even know the others who are participating, you know, what they're going through. They could have people coming at them full speed. I was trying to find it. And we don't really have all the facts. We don't know what they're going through. And at least they're on the team. And at least they're on the field. And they're doing what God's called them to do. We have no right to judge that. No right. And everybody is at different walks. And I've had to tell myself this. I can't compare myself to somebody who's been in the church for 20 years, okay? I can't compare myself to somebody who's only been in the church for 2 months. So everybody, every single one of us, we're different. We are not all on the same page spiritually. Some of us have seen it and done it all. Some of us have not. And this is just something to just think about and chew on, that We've got to come to the point where we're just helping each other. And we don't need to be waiting on the sidelines, observing and unable or unwilling to be directly involved to it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this devotion. I think this was a really good devotion. And yeah, I meant to do this whenever I did the fall video. But like I said, I don't know what's going on in the air, guys. There is something that's just not right, because my kids were happy and laughing and healthy and playing in the dirt, running around the farm like feral kids they are. And then one of my kids gets just a bad night, I guess. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I guess it's that time of year again. So I hope you guys enjoy this devotion. And don't be waiting on the sidelines. Get in the game. Get in there. Let's lift each other up. Let's help each other out. So, God bless. And catch me in the next episode.